If you think about this, if you just open your eyes to this possibility and start to connect the dots, you can see the evidence everywhere. You can see it in college graduation patterns, in job projections, in our marriage statistics. You can see it in the Icelandic elections, which you'll hear about later. And you can see it in South Korean surveys on son preference, that something amazing and unprecedented is happening with women. Certainly, this is not the first time that we've had great progress with women. The 20s and the 60s also come to mind. But the difference is that back then, it was driven by a very passionate feminist movement that was trying to project its own desires. Whereas this time, it's not about passion and it's not about any kind of movement. This is really just about the facts of this economic moment that we live in. The 200,000-year period in which men have been top dog is truly coming to an end, believe it or not. And that's why I talk about the end of men. Now, all you men out there, this is not the moment where you tune out or throw some tomatoes, because the point is that this is happening to all of us. I myself have a husband and a father and two sons whom I dearly love. And this is why I like to talk about this, because if we don't acknowledge it, then the transition will be pretty painful. But if we do take account of it, then I think it will go much more smoothly. I first started thinking about this about a year and a half ago. I was reading headlines about the recession just like anyone else, and I started to notice a distinct pattern, that the recession was affecting men much more deeply than it was affecting women.